We're doing Sefer HaMidot. We're up to the seventh chapter, the third paragraph. And he said that there's this type of knowledge that a person hears from someone else. And when a person hears Torah, he should consider it like he's hearing it from Hashem. The words of Torah have to be fresh. We have to treat them like something exciting that's new. And he says the words of Torah the words of Torah fulfill the requirements that the words that you're told make sense. The one who's telling it to you is trustworthy. And who's the one signed on it? It's Hashem. Secondly, shenit, im techaber shnei advarim ha'ile, if you combine these two things, ha'riyah asher ata roeh advarim ketuvim b'torah, what you see, the words written in the Torah, im ha'shmiyah, with what you hear, asher shamu mipiv yitbarach, that we have on tradition, we heard from him, halo yiyu la'achadim b'yadecha, then they unify. והוא כי בירותינו התורה מוחזקת בידינו ונשרשת בתוכנו כמסמרות נטועים. When we see the Torah that's so to speak strengthened in our hands, it's rooted within us, ואנחנו מצווים מפי התורה שלא לקבל ושלא להאמין שום דבר אמונה ומצווה. And the Torah commands us not to believe any faith or any mitzvah, גם אשר יאמר נביא בשם השם. Even if a prophet comes and tells us in the name of Hashem that there's something different from the Torah, Ma'amaram Zal, as our sages taught, Eile Advarim, that when the Torah says in the conclusion of Bamidbar, these are the words of the Torah. We're on page Samach Tes. She'en avi rashai lechadesh davar me'atah, that a prophet may not initiate anything new at this point. Im ken uchal la'achikpev lomar gam al sefer ha'Torah ha'ktuva ze'atah, v'zot ha'Torah asher sam Moshe lifnei bnei Yisrael al pi Hashem b'yad Moshe.
And so we can point to the Torah and say, this is the Torah, because really there's no difference between this Torah and the Torah that Moshe gave the Jewish people. It's just another version of the parchment and the ink. So he's saying an interesting point here. He says, look at the Torah. We look at the written text. We have our tradition, and you see the Torah is something that's held, that's cherished, something that the Jewish people have been holding on to ever since the Torah was given. And the Torah, our Torah, tells us there's nothing else. I got nothing else to say, God says. If anyone comes and tells you I've said anything else, I didn't. I'm done. So, when we point to the Torah and we say, this is the Torah God gave Moshe, obviously we know it's not like with this Eitz Chaim written engraved in memory of, right? That's not the identical Torah. But the idea is that we take our tradition, we take our strong holding on the Torah, and we say, what's the difference between this and the Torah Moshe gave us? It's a new version of parchment and ink, but it's the same. It's the same. Now here I wasn't certain what he means. I interpreted it in the way that's less of a chiddush. When he says when we see the Torah so strong in our hands and rooted within us, but I wonder if he isn't alluding to another concept that really. Most people, when they read ideas that they're taken to, it's because the idea really resonates within them. And I wonder if he doesn't mean to say, when he says rooted within us, if he doesn't mean to say that it completely resonates with us. That the rooted within us, does he mean the way we explained the first time, that we have a strong tradition, this is the way it's been? Or does he mean, when he says firmly implanted, nailed within us, rooted within us, that really every person within himself hears this resonance when he hears the Torah? It's like You know, when you play on a certain key, if you play a violin, so then a violin that's tuned to that key will also start quivering. It's called resonance. Yeah? You hit a pitchfork and there's another pitchfork at that same pitch, it's going to start moving. So I'm not sure if he means to allude to that idea. I don't know. I can understand his words two ways. Okay, so we'll pick up here next time.